Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Many listeners will find it hard to believe, but we actually have a positive story about the police here tonight. It is a rarity, it seems like, these days to come across such a story. Derek J., you have it. Where's it from?
Reason.com, and they're not that, I mean, yeah, they're kind of rare, but I find them, and I think they're worth focusing on, because there's enough people focusing on bad police.
I think it's important to point out when they do the right thing. I mean,
yeah.
when somebody does something wrong, we should let them know that, and when somebody does something right, whether they're government or whether, you know, government people or their friends in our lives, it's important to communicate how we feel about stuff. So, you know, when they get it right, I like to give them some appreciation and say thank you.
Exactly, and let other police departments see how it could be done.
All right.
Nashville police responded peacefully to protesters. That made some folks upset.
The kind of people who wanted to see some truncheons striking heads or boots crushing into skulls on the pavement, those kind of people?
Who will think of the children? I don't know. I guess it's that kind of people.
Yeah, of course. There's a certain type of person who wants to see the hippies get beat up by the cops. I mean, there's just those people exist.
Scott Shackford writes at Reason.com, hundreds of protesters marched into downtown Nashville in November, upset, as were some people in other cities, that Ferguson, Missouri, police officer Darren Wilson would not be indicted for shooting and killing Michael Brown. The protest was peaceful, but did block some streets for a while, including Interstate 24. The Nashville police and its chief, Steve Anderson, decided not to respond with militarized force and orders to disperse. I think that is amazing.
That's refreshing.
Good. Decided not to respond with militarized force and orders to disperse. Hooray for him, the Nashville police and their chief, Steve Anderson. So the police closed the affected streets to keep the protesters safe, you know, from the cars, and offered coffee and hot cocoa to marchers who arrived in front of the downtown police station. So they weren't going out of their way to give these people hot cocoa. They gave it to people
if
as they came
by the station.
As they came by the downtown police station.
Very nice.
I think that's a great thing to do. Most places, you know, we serve coffee.
Let's hire this guy for keen. Like,
right? come on over here, Steve. So, I mean, most places that have coffee have extra cups, have extra lids.
Sure.
They've got an extra pot. They
you
can make more coffee.
You guys do it at the thrift store. You guys give away coffee.
We give away coffee. Anyone can do it. If you make coffee, you can give away coffee. So they were just being friendly and nice on a November evening. Now, local African-American church leaders were pleased with how Anderson responded, but not everybody was happy that the Nashville police didn't show the rabble-rousers who was in charge. As part of a Christmas message to his officers, Anderson shared with them an angry email from a citizen who wanted to know why the police didn't knock some heads to keep the community safe. So here's his response to the writer as well as the exchange. He says, first, this is the person writing to the police chief. I wanted to send you this email to express my frustration and outrage at how the situation of these protesters is being handled in Nashville. Now, you would expect there's some violence or something must have happened if there's some outrage and frustration. But no,
people just hate protesters.
The first night protesters marched here after the incidents of Ferguson, they never should have been allowed to shut down the interstate.
Well, I can understand. It was
sure.
The interstate? That's pretty unusual.
That is unusual. Now, instead of at least threatening to arrest them, they were served coffee and hot chocolate. I don't feel that is an appropriate use of taxpayer dollars. It sends a message that they can do whatever they want and will be rewarded.
Oh.
Now, what do you think about that, Ian? Is that fair?
I don't think so. I think it sends the message. I think it sends a different message. I think it sends the message that, hey, maybe we don't understand completely what you're saying, but at least we empathize with your ability to be able to have these protests without being struck, attacked, handcuffed, arrested, detained, etc. And let it happen. That way, the it's probably one of the smartest moves they could make, because it may sort of short circuit the protest in a way. Like, maybe the protesters were expecting to have the police respond to them in sort of a violent, typical manner, what you might expect to see happen out of like New York City. And then they didn't. The cops responded in a friendly manner. They assisted the protest. They helped facilitate it in a way, and thereby it went away. Has a protest happened since then in Nashville?
Well, actually,
really.
Then this past week, more protesters marched around downtown for 3 or more hours, and then once again, no arrests, and it took Tennessee Highway Patrol to keep them from getting on the interstate again. Saturday night, marching and die-ins at Opry Mall's Mills Mall. How long are we going to allow these people to disrupt our city? I have a son who I have raised to respect police officers and other authority figures. Well, good for you, lady. But if he comes to me today and asks, why are the police allowing this, I wouldn't have a good answer.
Mm.
What would your answer be? If any other group of people wanted to march around the streets, they would have to get a permit weeks or months in advance. And I know it's not possible to get a permit to obstruct traffic and walk down the interstate.
Well, she's probably right about that.
So I'm going to skip the rest. We get the sense of her grief.
She's outraged.
Here.
Yeah, outraged at this.
Yeah, she goes on and, she says it's not personal. She just wants some order in her city. And
he
his response.
Right? Okay.
Although this is unlikely, given your zero tolerance stance, suppose that by accident, or perhaps inattention, you found yourself going 40 miles an hour down a 30-mile zone, and you were stopped by a police officer. Then, after making assurances that licenses were in order and no outstanding warrants, the officer asked you not to speed again and didn't issue a citation, but merely sent you on your way. As you've suggested, a question may come from the back seat. How can I respect the police if they do not enforce the law? In the event this does occur, here are some facts that might help you answer the question. This is brilliant. Coming from Steve Anderson, Chief Police in Nashville, in the year 2013, our officers made over 400,000 vehicle stops, mostly for traffic violations. A citation was only issued in about 1 in 6 of those stops.
Okay.
Five of the six received warnings.
Wow. Okay, good for them.
That is serious kudos. I think that's amazing. Good job, guys, that you're not handing out these tickets all the time. Good for you.
That makes me curious as to what the stats are here in Keene, because when you look at the police logs, there is a fair amount of warnings given out here in Keene. And I think that part of the reason, and maybe it's similar in Tennessee, but part of the reason is the money that they generate from those tickets doesn't go directly to the department. It goes to the general fund. That's as I understand it. It does not go to benefit directly to the department, so therefore they don't have that same incentive that some departments have to where the more tickets they write, the bigger the department's budget.
It could be a matter of incentives. It could also just be a matter of common sense.
Could be.
So this is the explanation that you might give your son. This is the police exercising discretion for minor violations of the law. Few, if any, persons would argue that the police should have no discretion. And there are some people who will argue that, because I think,
it's a nation of law.
Yeah, if the police can make up their own rules as they want, then there are no rules, right? So take into account that the innocence of children can produce the most profound and probing questions. They often see the world in a clear and precise manner. And he may ask you, if you believe that the police should enforce the law at all times, why don't you insist that the officer write you a ticket?
Now, he read this to his officers, right?
He wrote this in a Christmas email. He sent the email.
Did he send it back to her, too?
Yeah, that was the exchange that he and this woman had. I just thought that was a great example of exercising discretion, showing common sense.
He seems to have compassion. Do I dare say that he seems to have empathy?
Humanity, yeah. I love to see this, and it should be highlighted. Because there are plenty of stories of police doing the wrong thing.
I've got them.
Here's the police doing the right thing, and they should be applauded for it.
Well, I will give them some applause for that one. I mean, there's nothing to critique in that, really. I mean, what can you say bad, from our perspective at least, a peaceful perspective, what can you say bad about this man? And at least in this instance, who knows what else he's done, but You know, I'm sure his department's probably still arresting drug users and things like that. And there's probably things to critique about the Nashville Police Department. But in this instance, I got nothing to critique.
Yep, sure. So, if you added a little rum to your coffee or something, they might have had a problem with that.
But. Kudos to this.
Good job, guys.
They're probably adding rum to their own coffee. 8 million cops. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts. Bring up whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live. More coming up in moments.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market.
Making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing. To be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves right here, toll-free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733, and you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy all the features there that we give them away to you. Those other talk show hosts, they charge you for their sites. Ours is free. Also free, coffee. You get a pound of some of the best coffee out there from BuzzBox by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica. It's great coffee. And it's competitively priced with other high-end coffees, because what happens is you get on the auto-ship program. You get your first pound shipped for free. You just pay the shipping costs. And then you get future pounds, or more than a pound or less than a pound. You can adjust the amount that you receive. You can adjust the frequency that it is sent. You get on their auto-ship program, and of course you can cancel your subscription anytime. But one of the things that makes BuzzBox coffee special, besides the fact that it's great coffee, is that some of the money goes, the profits from each pound, go to fund microloans. Free Talk Live and Kiva.org have teamed up to do this, where we are, you know, basically giving microloans out to people in very difficult parts of the world in which to live. And we're able to actually give out one microloan every single month for every 10 listeners that orders coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. So it's an amazing program where you get great coffee, you enjoy that at your leisure, and people around the world are helped out by these microloans. So go to coffee.freetalklive.com. We talked about some really amazing cop news about good cops in Nashville, Tennessee. The police chief there actually helping protesters. He didn't help them smash storefront windows or anything like that, but he just helped them have a peaceful protest. And it was a really kind of a refreshing story. Well, we've got another story for you from the New York Police Department. We'll let you guess if this one's an uplifting occasion. But first, Alma is with us listening in Tallahassee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Alma.
Hey, sweetie pie. You know,
hi there. You're
listening to you. You know, we agree to disagree. That's the way we are. But,
okay.
You know, this sounds like the Purge to me, and I get really upset. I go, why in the world are the police letting these people tear up people's businesses? That was my business. I would be very upset.
Wait a minute. Now, what are you talking about? Where did this happen? Are you talking about Ferguson?
Oh, yeah, everywhere where they're tearing up stuff, these protesters.
Well, just to be clear, that didn't happen in Nashville. There weren't any reports that I'd heard of about protesters destroying private businesses there. That's only been in some places. I don't even believe there were allegations of that in New York City.
The worst one here lately. It was 30
Oakland?
Businesses that got, I mean, busted.
That's terrible. In some cases, actually, Alma, it is the police who will instigate those activities. They might not break.
I don't doubt that anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on because they're standing back, and I'm going, heck is going on here? It's no reason to the season.
Yeah, well, I can understand the confusion, and I've seen this happen here in Keene when we had the Pumpkin Fest riots.
I've heard y'all talk about that a lot.
Yeah, they stood by. I went on one of the streets. I was the one who got the video footage of the rioters throwing this huge bottle war. It was like a 10, 15-minute long, just constant stream of bottles being thrown in the air between a huge crowd. I mean, we're talking about hundreds of people.
One
residential street. And yeah, if you look up Pumpkin Fest 2014 riots on YouTube, you'll find the video, and it's pretty shocking. The more shocking part about it that some people might, you know, not really believe is that the police were literally around the corner, and they knew that something was happening. They knew that there was a violent fight going on, essentially, and they did nothing.
You. I agree with you. I think there's something behind all of this because they wouldn't stand back
that.
And allow this.
No,
wait a minute. They might get hurt.
Yeah,
they might get hurt, Alma. There's nothing more important than officer safety.
That's not it.
That's what they claim. Thanks for the call, Alma. I appreciate
it. That's the reason. No, I'm smarter.
Thank you for the call.
That.
I appreciate it. I don't know if there's a conspiracy. It sounds like she was getting at that.
I don't think so. I mean, I've seen it. It's the same everywhere. It's the same in Philly, same in Keene. Police don't want to get hurt. They want to stay in a safe place.
I don't blame them. I mean, who wants to get hit by a flying bottle or a pool cue? Apparently some crazy fool was throwing a pool cue around.
Hey, you collect the same...
The ball.
You collect the same pension, whether you get knocked around or you get nothing. So you might as well stay safe.
Yeah, and the pension, you know, if you don't have to nurse a broken head... On your pension, that'll probably give you more money to spend on the wife and kids and the house.
Jet skis,
whatever
you do.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't think there's some sort of grand conspiracy involved in that. I think it's just laziness, number one, or number two, fear of, you know, possibly getting hurt. And, you know, I can't blame someone for avoiding a conflict like that. But in the police's role, they're supposed to sort of, don't they claim they run towards danger rather than away from it? That's like one of their big claims to fame.
Yeah, they say never attribute to malice what you can attribute to ignorance. I would say the same is probably true of laziness.
For sure. Let's go to David. He's in San Francisco. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Derek J.
Hey, honey, all. Happy New Year.
Hey, David. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, Happy New Year, and Happy Yalda, too. We just got over that one. Hey, you know, I was interested in this. I saw there was a quote by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the basketball player, about the police incident. You know, basically, as a taxpayer, we own the cops. And if there's a bad cop on the force... Well, yeah, I mean, it is true, whether or not you take advantage
there's
of
no
it or not.
There's no proof that it's true.
Well, the point
if you own something, if you own something, you have control over it. That's one of the definitions of ownership, is that you have, and generally, exclusive control. But, you know, in this case, you could claim you're a part owner. But even then, your wishes are not respected by the thing that you supposedly own. Like, for instance, when Derek J. was doing his victimless crime spree, and you didn't know you were doing it at the time, but it turned out that that's what it was. We made a movie about it, victimlesscrimespree.com. And one of the scenes of the movie, there's a we're in Central Square. It's a park right in the heart of downtown Keene. Derek, you're about ready to light up a bowl full of what was ostensibly marijuana, and they arrested you for this. But prior to the arrest, there was actually a vote taken by the people who were in the park that day. There were a number of people there to support you, and others were just hanging out in the park, and there was this police presence out there. And people said they took a vote, and how many people want to raise your hands? How many people want these police to leave the park, to go away? And almost everyone in the park, I think, except for the police, raised their hands at that point. So it was pretty clear what the people who supposedly own the police, was what you claim, David, was
right.
Pretty clear what they wanted, but the police ignored that. So clearly we don't own them.
Well, it's good that you're challenging it on that realm because, you know, ostensibly if one comes to your door and your door is unlocked, they... According to the Supreme Court, they have the right to come in, whether or not you invite them in or not, because your door is unlocked. And that's pretty creepy. But
yeah,
out here in San Francisco, we've gone through probably 10 different police chiefs in about 20 years. And so we have a better handle on them, although I won't say that we have a complete handle, because there's a kind of a famous Kenneth Harding case that still hasn't been resolved. But the point I was going to say, and this Kareem...
Isn't San Francisco where that BART cop shot the guy in the back?
Well, BART is a different jurisdiction. That's a municipal train system that runs into 3-4 counties. So they're on a whole different schedule. But well, I hear the music. Can I hold over?
I'll let you hang on, David. More in a moment. The toll-free number is 855-453. He's claiming they've got the cops under control in San Francisco. I don't know if I believe that. We'll come back with more here in moments, especially in big cities. The police are even more out of control. Tends to be that way. 855-453. You can bring up anything here on Free Talk Live.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tab, or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
The Experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited here to dial toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian
here. And Derek J.
Check out more of Derek J on his website, derekj.me. It's a blog, and it links to all kinds of different media programs that Derek involves himself in, some of a video and audio nature, like Bitcoin Talk Show. That's one of them.
That's right. And Cop Block Radio. We also talk about Peace News and other Bitcoin stuff on the Bitcoin group.
So go check it all out at derekj.me. As we go back to David, he's in San Francisco claiming they've got it under control. In San Francisco, the police are under control by the people, and everything is just copacetic there. Is that right, David?
Well, I wouldn't say we're under control, because this is a thing of eternal vigilance. But we have gone through almost 10 different police chiefs in 20 years. But
doesn't that suggest that things are unstable in San Francisco? That, you know, if you actually had a decent police chief, that you'd be able to keep them on for a little while?
Well, that was actually gets right to the point of why I was calling. There was a thing after World War II called Project Gladio, G-L-A-D-I-O. And one of the techniques of Project Gladio, and this was that the Nazis were to be put in positions of power, and that the just do a Google search of specialized knowledge and abilities, that quote, specialized knowledge and abilities, and you'll realize that there are Nazis that have made their way into police, fire, every position of power. Of course, everybody knows they're in the weapons program and in the CIA and whatnot. But the idea
is... Well, this is news to me. I mean, so what you're saying is that this was a World War II program to put Nazis into political power or to bureaucratic seats of power in the United States?
Absolutely. Project
Why? You said everybody knows that. That's the first I've heard of that story.
Well, this has been written about probably for 50 years, 60 years.
And so you're saying that they've been passing it down through the generations, that those, you know, because obviously a Nazi in the 40s isn't going to be the same Nazi in the police chief
absolutely.
You know, office today.
When I lived in Denver back in 1990, there was the mayor of Castle Rock, Colorado, which is south of Denver. His son was caught burning a homeless man to death. He and a buddy had set a homeless man on fire in the middle of the night, and as they were trying to escape, they caught him.
Now, well, is that because they're Nazis or just a-holes?
Yeah. No, they were Nazis, and there were...
Was there evidence of that? Did they find swastikas or something, or what?
Study the case, because there were Nazis on the police force in Denver, and there were a number of street thugs that were killing people in order to gain street cred.
There's plenty of racist cops out there. I just don't, you know, it's the first I've heard that there's some sort of organized attempt by Nazis to take over positions of power. It's an interesting theory. David, thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And, you know, when somebody says, we've got it under control here in San Francisco, which is this basically what he said in the last segment. He kind of said that he didn't say that, but that's what I heard him say. Said they had the department under control, and then cites having 20 different or 10 different police chiefs in 20 years as an example that things are under control. That sounds like things are in constant state of upheaval there. In fact, there's a news story coming out. Didn't take much Googling to find this one. Published within the last 3 weeks. San Francisco police corruption scandal triggered by surveillance videos that appeared to show officers as thieves registered its first verdicts on Friday when federal court jury found two veteran officers guilty of stealing property and thousands of dollars in cash from drug dealer suspects to enrich themselves and defraud the city. Jury took 3.5 days of deliberations to unanimously find Officer Edmund Robles guilty of 5 felony charges and Sergeant Ian Firminger guilty of 4. Jurors acquitted them of 4 charges, including conspiracy to deprive the public of their honest services and deadlocked on a theft charge against Firminger. Scheduling of sentencing has happened. According to the story here, they have now had to dismiss more than 100 criminal cases because of the police misconduct exposed by these videos. So the people they charged things with, they had to uncharge them because these officers were corrupt.
Interesting.
Stealing.
Well, there's a victory.
Friday's verdicts, according to one of the prosecutors in a statement, this is a public defender, said, bring measure of justice to the victims who were ripped off, falsely arrested, and disbelieved for far too long. These 12 jurors sent a message that there are consequences for bullies who victimize the poor and powerless under color of authority.
What consequences? What was their punishment?
Well, the sentencing has yet to occur, so this is pretty fresh. Sentencing is set for February 23rd. They will be sentenced to who knows how much time.
They've
actually been suspended without pay since the charges came on, and I guess the police chief does say he's going to try to have them dismissed from the department. But as far as the sentence is concerned, you know, that we are talking about felony charges here, 4 and 5 felonies, respectively here.
So isn't there a way, so if someone commits a sex crime, for example, then they're on the sex offender list for the rest of their life. They can't live in certain places. They mm-hmm. can't get certain jobs. Isn't there some equivalent for police?
For bad cops?
Yeah, who abuse their power or are found to be stealing on the job, for example. Is it so crazy for me to suggest that they be blacklisted from becoming a police officer again?
That is possible. It's not easy to do. There's so many different examples of a police officer who's been removed from one department for misbehavior who then gets hired across the state by another department. So it does happen a lot. There was a story, actually, that I published over at freekeen.com. Tom today based on a union leader report about a police chief here in New Hampshire who threatened a college girl with, she had some criminal charges. He said, look, you come down in the basement with me, I'll take some naked photos of you.
Oh,
and if you're a good girl for 2 years, I won't let those photos out or something like that. And,
holy moly.
And she walked out of the station. She didn't actually go downstairs with him and ultimately went to other police, and they brought this guy up, not on charges. They brought him up with just, you know, like, you've been a bad boy, shame, shame. He resigned, and then...
Oh, go get a job at a new department.
They claim he's been blacklisted. They claim he cannot get a job as a police
officer.
Yeah,
well, I don't buy it. I'm not taking their word for anything. Mm-hmm. I want to see more, you know, We Watch the Watchers types groups. Sounds like there's a real niche that needs to be filled in that regard, because the police aren't giving us their own information. They're not going to watch themselves.
The officers in the San Francisco case, by the way, worked in a plainclothes unit at the Mission District Station. They were charged with taking and dividing up thousands of dollars found during searches of drug dealers and their homes. Vargas testified about a series of incidents in 2009 in which he or Robles, his partner, swiped cash and other items from the homes of dealers that they had arrested or were investigating, and then sharing the proceeds with Firminger, their supervisor, rather than booking the property into evidence. On one occasion in May of 2009, this was Reynaldo Vargas. I didn't mention him earlier. He pleaded guilty. He has yet to be sentenced as well. So you had one guy pleading guilty who was testifying against the other officers. And when that happens, it can be pretty... You know, once a thin blue line is broken by one officer, it can be very difficult to try to keep it together at that point. And so you have one officer testifying against the others, they're going to go down. And they did. They searched a home as an example. It's one only one example here. In May of 2009, Vargas says the officer searched the home of a drug dealer in Newark, a target of, it's in San Francisco, I guess, target of a federal investigation, and Vargas found $30,000 in cash buried in the backyard.
Of a cop's house? Or
this is a suspect or a drug dealer, alleged drug dealer. He said he, Robles, and Firminger, who were the two that were found guilty by the jury, divided up the loot on the drive back home. The next day, according to prosecution testimony, Mr. Robles deposited $6,000 in cash into his bank account.
Yeah, nothing unusual about that.
On another occasion, Vargas said he took two Apple gift cards from a dealer's home and used one of them to buy an iPhone, while Robles used the other to get an iPad for his girlfriend. She testified that she received it. In closing arguments Monday, U.S. Attorney John Herman called Vargas a dirty cop who nevertheless could be believed because his testimony was backed up by independent evidence like Robles' convenient bank deposit. So there's one example. It didn't take me long to find that example of San Francisco police not being so so good. And in this case, they happened to get caught. Remember, these were veteran officers. They'd been with the force for 20-some years, 19 and 22 years, respectively. More coming up here in moments. So you have to ask yourself, how long were they doing this kind of stuff? And how many other officers are as well? It's Free Talk Live.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brainworm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
I'm a mid-century architectural wonder, a house made entirely of glass. So you can imagine my fright when giant pieces of hail started falling from the sky. Did I mention I'm made entirely of glass? Everyone was running here, running there, trying to get out of the house, but what am I to do? I am the house.
Your house can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance. You could save even more when you combine your homeowners with an existing auto insurance policy. Call Geico, go to geico.com, or visit your local office.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9.
$1,000. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, dial toll-free here to bring up whatever you'd like at 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free number 855-450-3733. We have Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, David is listening in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. David, where are you? Panama City area?
Yeah, Lynn Haven, actually.
All right. Welcome to Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I've called y'all before and everything. I've actually called you from work and everything when I'm at work and everything because I do security and such. You know, and I'm not mad at you guys and such.
Okay.
But
yeah.
I want to know, is having a lawless society a good thing?
Well, obviously, I don't want to live in a place where people are openly murdering and raping and pillaging. That would be a terrible thing. What would make you ask that question?
Okay, right. Because I don't want a lawless society. I don't want anarchy in this country and such. I mean, I am.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you, man. When I don't want to have men in uniform or out of uniform going around and threatening and taking and stealing, and that's what we see the police doing on a frequent basis.
Right,
so.
And I'm from a law enforcement military background, and that's been my whole my family's background. And there are good cops. There are bad cops. I'm not going to say that they're not, because there is. And I do, you know, there, you know, law, you know, people that, you know, the guys that go up and they, you know, they go to school and everything and they learn the laws and everything and they go to work for law enforcement agencies. They're told to uphold the laws and stuff. When new laws go into effect and everything, well, they have to uphold those laws.
No, they don't. They can, as you know, as you should know, as a law enforcement officer, you can use discretion, which is what Jay was talking about earlier this hour, where the Nashville police use some discretion when going up against speeders as well as protesters. So, no, right. They don't
and
have
they
to enforce
give,
the laws.
And they can give them a warning saying, don't do it again.
Sure.
But
or they can just look the other way.
Right. And if cops keep getting, you know, and hear me out for a minute.
Okay.
If they keep saying, okay, well, I'm going to look the other way for a minute and everything, and then that same person does it again.
Does
well,
what?
They look at the, and then they look the other way again.
The question is,
well,
does what? Obviously, they shouldn't be looking away on a murder, but if they
well,
want to
not
look
a murder,
the other way on a stop
that
sign
that
violation, that's okay with me.
Okay, not murder, okay. But the law is saying, okay, this person sells meth, and everything, and they just let that fall under the rug. Well, that person sells it again. They let that fall under the rug. Sweep it under the rug. Okay, it's not hurting anyone.
Okay.
Okay.
It's fine
and
by
then,
me.
Okay, you know, it, you know, when these little laws, when these little violations just kept getting swept under the rug and stuff, eventually somebody's going to get hurt from it.
Do you
not
agree
mean? With that?
Like someone might overdose?
Overdose, a child might get hurt, or whichever. I mean, have you ever worked in law enforcement, ever worked in a prison? Because I worked in prison
no, but
for
I've
like
been
7
in jail.
Years.
I've been in jail.
Okay. So you know what...
Drugs get in jail, too, by the way. I'd like to let you know
okay,
that,
well,
you know,
yes,
war on drugs
I
isn't working.
Trust me, I have seen that. I have seen it brought into jails and everything. I've seen it brought into prison systems and everything. And trust
well, kids can get
me,
hurt by reaching into their grandparents' medicine cabinet. I mean, there's all kinds of ways kids can get hurt.
Right. And where does that, where does the morality in this stop?
Where does the morality of what stop?
The morality
it sounds
of
like,
I'm going to hurt somebody.
It sounds like
going,
David's a little concerned.
Or is going to hurt somebody.
He's asking if we abandon our obedience to what the politicians give us as law,
no,
then
I'm not,
what becomes
I,
law?
Forget the obedience to the politicians. I'm talking about the, you know, the, is this going to hurt my fellow person or my neighbor or my fellow man? Not the politicians.
Well, the police are
not the laws
the
that
neighbors.
The politicians fall down. Because the laws that the politicians put down, law enforcement has to enforce.
No, they don't. We've already been over this. Thank you for the call tonight, David. What were you trying to get out there, Dirce?
Well, it sounded to me like David is concerned. You know, it sounds like we all agree. You know, we don't want a bunch of murders. We don't want people doing violent stuff on the street. Mm-hmm. We're all on the same page there. But if a person starts to ignore the politicians' laws and start to use their own conscience instead, well, it starts to get a little murky, like, well, where do you draw the line? And I would say you draw the line at the non-aggression principle, that you make the rule, are we hurting anyone? And it seemed like that's where David was going. Like, if you're hurting, if there's someone that could get hurt, then you stop the action. If there's no one getting hurt, then you sort of look
yeah,
the other way.
Yeah, but if someone can get hurt by their own actions, like by virtue of taking drugs and taking too much or something like that, then that, to me, is not something the police should be involved in. That's someone choosing to do something with their own body, as tragic and as horrible as that might be for that individual. It doesn't justify the use of the force of the police to arrest that person.
No, sometimes it
will differ with him.
It sometimes would make their life worse if the police involved themselves in a crime where no one else is being harmed except for the victim.
But what about the children, Derek J? I mean, there could be a child blown up in a meth lab explosion.
An
innocent child. I mean, these meth labs, the people making
them. They have them. They exist.
It's dangerous. There's chemicals.
Bad.
It could create fires.
Make it legal, and then it'll be made in a laboratory and not in somebody's home.
Yeah, but while it's illegal, then it is being made in people's homes, and shouldn't the police be trying to protect the children?
No, the police should be lobbying the politicians to stop sending them into meth labs, you know, that are people's homes and ruining families.
Yeah, maybe if the meth dealers knew they wouldn't get arrested for what they were doing, then they wouldn't have to do it in the back room of their house or in the shed or wherever it is they do it.
I just wish, you know, all these, any chemical, anything that people want to use could be made in a place where it's safe. And I don't think anyone wants a drug, any kind of drug, whether it's aspirin or meth.
There's actually a legal meth.
No.
I forget the name of it right now, but if you look it up, there's actually a pharmaceutical company that makes a legal version of meth, and they make it in a controlled environment where it's safe and safely manufactured, which is how all drugs should be manufactured. And that's how it could be if we didn't have this crazy war on drugs. Let's continue here. We've got James. He's in Arizona via Skype. Hello, James.
Hey, sweetie pie.
Well, hi, sugar.
Hey, I took your dear leader's advice, Freeman's.
Who's that? Who's my dear leader?
You. And I, Freeman, I went to After Hours Dance Club.
That sounds
night.
Fun.
They let in pretty much any females that looked like they're old enough to drive. And boy, did I get more than just a hug. It's that easy to take advantage of a teenage girl. I know. It's that easy to take advantage of a teenage girl's still undeveloped brain, let alone her body.
Oh, right. So you're coming to the defense of teenagers everywhere. Now, do you think the same thing's true of teenage boys as well? Are they also...
Yeah, I was going to clubs underage as a teenage boy, so what about that, James?
Were you taking advantage of?
No, I was not.
May I continue on Free Talk Live? My point is, Minister, who you had the audacity of dope to question my Christianity last night. I fear God, and I love my neighbor, and I also, as the good Lord Jesus Christ commanded, I do not commit adultery, especially with a stupid, stupid, stupid girl.
Sounds a little misogynist, James. Thanks for the call tonight.
So weird.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Wow, he just sounds so Christian to me. I mean, that's clearly the language of a Christian, a loving Christian who cares about his fellow man.
Does he claim to be a Christian?
I think he does claim to be a Christian.
I don't buy that.
Yeah, I don't either. David's with us in, I don't know where, is this? This isn't the same David who was on the line earlier, right?
Yeah, it is.
Sorry, David, we only have one call per night. That's our rule here, but you're welcome to call any other night of the week. We're happy to talk to you at that time. We don't have a whole lot of rules here on Free Talk Live, but the one call per night thing is something that we do.
Well, David asked before, is having a lawless society a good thing? Like, oh, do you want anarchy? Mm-hmm. And some people say throwing that word around does a disservice to those who are in favor of having a stateless society. But I'll just go out there and say it. I don't want a lawless society, but I think anarchy is attractive because to me that means that I am in charge of my life, that my conscience makes a difference, that I can interact with other peaceful humans on a free basis, that I'm not coerced into interacting with you, Ian, or you listeners, that all of my relationships are voluntary, and that's attractive.
Yes, and we have more of those now that we're here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. You can go if you love the ideas of liberty and check out the Free State Project's website, freestateproject.org, where you can move to be together with a community full of people who get the idea of voluntary, consensual interaction between people. And so we'll come back with more tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime and join Derek J on his website, derekj.me. See you tomorrow.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
The polar vortex is here and expected to freeze over part of the U.S. Help is needed. Resources are often drained by people capable of caring for themselves, leaving those with the greatest needs to go without. Do your part by being prepared this winter. A supply of Go Foods will provide delicious nutrition, comfort, and security during hard times. Protect your community and call Go Foods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.